So, Major Harper, tell me how this all came about.
Is this assisting the Baltimore Police Department?
Yes, it is. This deployment will be on Friday night. The one today, actually, is going to be on the 8:30 to 4:30 shift. And what we'll be doing is we'll be supporting the patrol unit on the street. And it's going to be a foot deployment on the Monument Street corridor.
Did the city police department ask for this, or this was just something that was brought about on the initiative from the sheriff?
Sheriff Anderson saw the need and decided, as he frequently does, to support our law enforcement part.
Do you know how many deputies this will be in total or about?
We're going to have, this Friday, there will be 15 deputy sheriffs walking foot patrol on Monument Street, Eastern Avenue, and East 25th Street at Harford Road. So they will be in the Southeast and the Eastern Districts. It'll be a total of 15 deputies.
This will be every Friday for a period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Baltimore City Sheriff Deputy Major Sabrina Tapp Harper with us.
And then Sunday, I see there you're going to be part of the American Cancer Society event.
Yes, sir. And that will be 30 deputy sheriffs. You know, needless to say, our resources are not nearly what you might think. But I do believe that the sheriff will be exploring the idea of seeking out more resources. You know, not just to cover what we have, because one thing about law enforcement is we can see that the dots do connect. So the unit that I work in is domestic violence. So one of the years that I saw the most guns recovered so far since 2014 when my unit started was there were 67 guns recovered. That's been the most so far. This year so far, there have been 65 guns recovered in my unit. So I'm online to recover the most guns ever since the inception of my unit. So we can see connections in law enforcement across the lines as it relates to issues like violence, you know, increases from one area of law enforcement to another. So, you know, Sheriff Anderson, knowing this, reaches out to other law enforcement agencies and is very good about saying, go to this particular agency and assist in the law enforcement effort, because he believes in, you know, a citywide approach to the whole law enforcement piece.
We're talking with Baltimore City Sheriff Deputy Major Sabrina Tapp Harper. Major Harper,
one other question for you. I'm from Alabama. I noticed some time ago, it just really dawned on me, there's a lot of police agencies within this area. Baltimore is its own independent jurisdiction. Baltimore County has its police, and then there's the sheriffs. So where I'm from, we have a sheriff's department that's for the county. Then we have the city police department. Where does the city sheriffs fit into all of this here?
So the uniqueness of the sheriff's office, first of all, the sheriff is elected by the people. So he gets his power from the people. He's an elected official. And as far as the jurisdictional boundaries, the Baltimore City Police Department, their jurisdiction is within the city of Baltimore. So through exigent circumstances, the officers who cover the city of Baltimore can go outside of the city of Baltimore, but they need what's called exigent circumstances. So if they have a hot pursuit, let's say they're chasing, they're in a foot pursuit and they're chasing someone, and that individual happens to run into Baltimore County. Well, there are allowances for them to cross into Baltimore County in that foot pursuit. However, the deputies, let's say the deputies who work for me, in domestic violence, we do out of jurisdiction work. So my deputies go all the way into Washington County with the protective orders that they have. So although We are Baltimore City Sheriff. Our jurisdiction, we go throughout the state of Maryland. So that's a major difference.
Okay.
In terms of jurisdictional power.
Okay. Baltimore City Sheriff's Major Sabrina Tapp Harper. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.